His name was Sinbad, answered the captain, and he was a great loss to us. Then, I said, it will come as good news to you to learn that I am that Sinbad. At first, the captain would not believe me, for here I was claiming the goods and wealth of a man he thought long dead. But as the other members of the crew crowded about me, I began to point out and name those I recognized. I also told the captain things only the real Sinbad could have known. Finally, the captain began to recognize the Sinbad he had known for so many months. I reclaimed my goods and, on my return to Baghdad, sold them profitably. The porter clapped his hands in delight at the good fortune of Sinbad of the Sea. But he was even happier when his host invited him to return yet again to hear of other adventures he'd had. With another handful of gold coins, the porter quickly agreed to return the next day. Chapter 4. Richer Than Ever. The next day, Sinbad of the Sea began his tale again. This time, he told the porter of how, after several years of enjoying the profits of his first voyage, he began to yearn for yet another adventure. But he had forgotten how many fearful things had happened to him the last time. In this phase of my adventures, he said, I was once again cast upon an island, this time after a shipwreck. Weary as I was from my efforts to save myself, I began to explore the area nearest me. You can imagine my amazement when I found an object that was at least 50 feet high. It was like some great white ball, except that it was not completely round. No matter how many times I circled it, I could make no sense of it. Finally, exhausted, I hobbled to a spot close to the object and covered myself with twigs and dead leaves so that I might sleep.